Hare Krishna. The 10th chapter is titled The Opulence of the Absolute. In this chapter, Krishna outlines the four nutshell verses which in succinct form give the entire teachings of the Bhagavad Gita 10.8, 9, 10 and 11. Upon Arjuna's request, he also elucidates his various opulences in this world. The devotees of the Lord always want to know more and more about Krishna. Because when you love somebody, you want to know more and more about them. So when you want to love Krishna and you love Krishna, you want to know everything you can about Krishna. Because Krishna is anyway the all-attractive Supreme Personality of Godhead. And everything about Him is unlimitedly attractive. So Arjuna asks Him, so how can I increase my devotion for You? I want to know more about Your glories as You manifest them within this world. You see, Krishna has two ways He manifests Himself. One is eternally in the spiritual world, and that's called transcendental by modern philosophers. And the other is when He manifests Himself within this world, and that's called immanent. So Arjuna wants to know the immanent expansions or energies of the Lord. How can we understand Him better and appreciate Him more and love Him? So he wants to give us again practical tips in continuation of what happened in chapter 7. So Krishna smiles a bit and says, but Arjuna, there's no limit to my opulences. How much can I tell you about my opulences? But nevertheless, since you're asking, I'm going to give you only a brief hint. And then Krishna starts speaking about the various categories that we see around us. Like, for example, the bodies of water. He says, of all the bodies of water, I am the ocean. Of all the immovable things, I am the Himalayas. Of all the aquatics, I am the shark. Now, it doesn't mean that we should carry our arati plates to the seaside and start worshipping the sharks and the ocean and so on. But what Krishna is trying to say when he says that of all the aquatics, I am the shark, or of the immovable things, I am Himalayas, is that when we see the splendorous manifestations that appear within any category, we should remember Krishna. Because the splendor of that thing comes from Krishna. So it's an occasion for us to remember Krishna very deeply. Some months ago, we were all at Jagannath Puri. And we went there for some meetings, and all of us just sat on the beach because the sea there is awesome. The way the waves come, you can sit hours together and just sit and watch the waves come and go. And you can reflect philosophically on how it represents life in the material world. Coming, going. Now, for a moment existing now, gone. Finished in a few bubbles of foam. Everything's over. That's the material world. Coming, going. The waves come and the waves recede. And then you see the sheer might of the ocean. The width, the depth, the expanse of the ocean. It's awesome. Similarly, when you go to the Himalayas, for those of you who have had the fortune of doing so, the splendor is breathtaking. You stand there and just look at the titanic peaks, the snow-clad peaks, and the sheer beauty and divinity of it all is overwhelming. So we should then think of Krishna. So whenever in this world also we see exceptional things in categories, we should remember Krishna. Because ultimately everything is coming from Him. So even in our life, we may have some skills, some talents that others may appreciate. But we should remain humble knowing that those talents, those skills are ultimately coming as gifts of Krishna. And they have to be used in Krishna's service. This chapter is titled Vibhuti Yoga. Vibhuti means opulences, where Krishna outlines some of his opulences. And at the end of the chapter he says, what use is there, O Arjuna, for me to describe these opulences? With just a spark of my splendor, I maintain the entire creation. So when you look at the might of it all, when you look at, you hear the news of a tsunami, or a volcano, or a big cyclone, and we tend to understand our very, very insignificant position here, then we can remember the power of Krishna, the might of Krishna, the glory of Krishna. Although that is not exclusively what attracts us to Krishna, but it helps us to get a deeper sense of appreciation of what the Supreme Personality of Godhead is. Hare Krishna.